大家好，
Hi, everyone.
首先我们欢迎这次来参加我们聚会的福音朋友们。
So foremost, I'd like to welcome all the friends who are here with us to hear the gospel.
尤其是第一次来参加我们聚会的朋友们。
Especially those who are meeting with us for the very first time.
那我相信这些朋友们，你们应该都已经看到过这个邀请的这张单张。
So I'm hoping that all of you have seen this invitation before.
那这个上面哈，引用了圣经中非常著名的一节经文，说一切相信耶稣的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
So here it uses a very famous passage from the Bible. It says that for whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
那这永生是不是就是永远活着呢？
Now, what is this eternal life? It doesn't mean to live forever.
那让我们先从一部电影说起。
Let's start off looking at a movie.
这部电影它的名字叫 In Time， 那大陆翻成时间规划局，台湾翻成终点站，香港译作潜逃时空，是一部科幻片。
So here is a sci-fi movie. The title is In Time.
在那个世界里啊，每一个人生下来活到25岁的时候，手臂就会开始出现一个数字钟，开始倒计时。
So in the story, in the movie rather, whenever everyone who lives up when they reach the age of 25, a clock shows up on their wrist and starts counting down.
那如果时间清零了，人立刻就会死亡。这一开始的时候他们有一年的时间，那么等到数字倒计时清零了，人立刻就会死亡。
So it starts off with, I think, with a year, and when the time reaches down to zero, you will die immediately.
你要想不死呢，你就得给这个生命钟充值。
So in order not to die, you need to keep recharging this clock.
那你去打工赚的不是钱，赚的是时间。
So when you work, you're not earning money, but rather additional time on the clock.
那在这里啊，所有的买卖都是用时间来支付，就好像现在我们刷手机支付一样，他们是刷手臂支付。
And so all of the transactions are paid with in time, not with money, very similar to when we purchase things and use our handset to swipe.
在这电影里面讲述了有三类人。
So in the movie, there are three categories of individuals.
那第一类人啊，他们的生命中常常所剩无几，所以呢，总是忙忙碌碌、拼命的工作，以便给自己的生命中充值。
So there's the first group is these people will work very much just to keep continually focused on recharging their clock.
对，这样子可以活得继续活下去，所以他们根本无暇思考或追求生命的意义。
So in order to continue to live on, they have absolutely no opportunity to seek out life and also the meaning of life.
那第二类人呢，他们的生命中啊绰绰有余。
And the second group, they have their life is abundant.
他们却觉得生命毫无意义，没有继续活下去的勇气。
Sorry, they don't feel that there's a, they feel that life is meaningless and they don't have the desire to live on.
电影里面有一个人，他已经活了100多岁了，可是他还有100多年的时间可以用。
And in the movie, this person has already lived 100 years and he still has 100 more years to go.
于是他把所有的时间都转给了别人，就等于是自杀了。
And eventually he transferred all of his time to someone else, and in other words, he committed suicide.
那第三类人呢，他只是纯粹的追求那个生命中上的一个数字，却忽视了生命本来的意义。
So the third group of people is that they're seeking out a number in life, but they have lost the meaning of life.
有一个人啊，他已经赚了100多万年的时间，他认为自己拥有永生了。
And this person has accumulated about 101 million years of time, and he felt that he has eternal life.
可是他的女儿嘲笑他说：“你有真正的活过一天吗
But his daughter mocked him, saying, "Have you ever truly lived a single day in your life?"
？”这当然只是科幻，而且永远不会变成现实。
Of course, this is a sci-fi movie, and it'll never be reality.
在现实的世界里面，人人都有一死，没有人可以永远活着。
In the real world, everyone has must face with one death, and no one can live forever.
对年轻人来讲，这一天好像还很遥远。
To the youth, it seems perhaps that day is very far off.
可是今年的新冠疫情的发生，给我们敲了一个警钟。
But the pandemic has rang a warning bell for us.
虽然年轻人的感染率和死亡率相对都较低，但是不是绝对的免疫，什么事情啊都有可能发生。
So although the transmission rate and the infection rate of the youth is extremely low, but they do not have immunity.
那我们需要认真思考一个问题：人死后往哪里去？那这个答案就决定了我们这辈子要怎样活。
So we must seriously consider a question is where do we go after we die? And this the answer will help to determine how we live.
那你是个坚定的唯物主义者，相信人只有躯壳，没有灵魂，死亡就是划上了一个句号，一了百了了吗？
Do you truly feel that there is no man has no soul, no spirit, and that once we're dead, we're gone, and that's it?
还是说你和大多数人一样，相信人其实是有灵魂，而且灵魂不死？
Or are you like others who believe that man does have a spirit and soul and that it will not die?
那你的灵魂将来是上到天堂还是下到地狱呢？
Where will your spirit go? Will it go to heaven or go to hell?
那中国人啊，大多数人相信死后是要下地狱或者叫阴间的。
So in the Chinese, most Chinese believe that eventually we will all die and go to hell.
地狱是很可怕的，人，
And hell is a very fearful place.
那可是最终人人还是得去。
But it is something that eventually everyone will go.
所以中国人啊，特别害怕死亡和跟死亡相关的东西。
So for the Chinese, they're extremely fearful of death and all those things that are related to death.
我小的时候就是这样子。
When I was younger, it was the same.
我的家住在一个山脚下，原来那一片地区都没有人居住。那我们家是第一户在那里盖房子的人家。
So my family, we lived on the foot of a mountain, and in that area, we were the first family. No one else ever lived there before us.
那从镇子啊到我们的家要经过一片坟地，我特别害怕天黑一个人回家。
So in order for us to travel from the village to our home, we must pass through a cemetery, and I was extremely fearful of making that walk, especially when dark.
在经过那片坟地的时候，我总是跑着回家，我不敢往回看，总觉得会有鬼会追上来。
And as I passed through the cemetery, I would always run and always afraid to turn around, fearing something else was following me.
就是在家里，晚上我也不敢一个人到外面去，因为外面漆黑一片。
And even at home, at night, I was afraid to go outside because outside it would be pitch black.
虽然我从小就接受无神论的教育，而我本人是非常非常优秀的学生，那按理来讲我不应该害怕的，因为根本就没有神嘛，没有鬼神嘛。
And so I was raised as an atheist, and although I was a really good student, I was afraid. But according to if I were a true atheist, there was nothing to really be afraid of, because in that belief there is no God.
那可是我的本能和直觉告诉我，他们是存在的。
But my nature and my instinct tell us that is not true.
在我们中国人的传说里面，也是有天堂的。
In the Chinese mythology, there is also heaven.
那可是神仙们居住的地方，神仙们长生不老，法力无边。
And that's the place where all the gods, quote unquote gods, who lived forever and enjoyed themselves.
那有些神仙是人修炼成仙的，可那些都是传说。现实生活中，应该没有人会相信自己死后会变成神仙，住在天上的。
So some of these gods were men who became gods, and because of their life, and but no one really believed that you can become a god by your work.
那奇怪的是啊，我们又不肯说我们的亲人死后是去了阴间。
But strangely, we also will not are not is not willing to admit that when our dear beloved ones, that family members that die, that they will go to hell.
有一句俗话叫做在天之灵。
There's a phrase that means spirit in heaven.
那我们在安慰死者的家属的时候，总是说他们是去了天上。
When we're trying to comfort those who have lost a family that they're in heaven.
那在这个大陆的影视作品中就常常看见这样子的场景。那这是个无神论的国家，怎么公然就宣扬人死了之后是要上天的呢？
So if China being such an atheist nation, how can it in secret proclaim that when you die you go to heaven?
那他们到底是怎么去的呢？人死后不是要去见阎罗王的吗？
When you die, will you not go see see this king in hell? How do they get there?
那所以啊，这些都只是人们的美好心愿。在现实生活中，人们还是认为在世上或者在阳间的这段日子是最重要的。
But of course, these are hopes that man has, and they're also hoping that this is the life, this is the best life they have here.
对，他说，所以我们要好好的过，要过得值得。
So he said, so therefore, we should live a good life here. We should live a worthy life.
因为过完了就没有好日子过了。
Because after you've gone through this life, there's nothing else on the other side.
所以啊，碰到如果有人死了，在葬礼上，我们中国人是要哭的。
So when you join a funeral, for the Chinese, we should be weeping.
因为如果说亲人再也看不见了，那伤心哭是正常的。可是，一般的宾客他也要哭，至少你不能笑啊，这是个礼节，是一个文化。
So, in order not to be rude, but to tradition is that, although for family members you should definitely cry in a funeral, but for those who are friends, you also need to cry. This is tradition.
而且呢，哭声的越大，越是对这个死者的尊重。哭声不够，你去雇人哭也是可以的。
So the louder you cry, the more respect is paid to the one who died.
那也有例外的时候啊。那我父亲去世的时候快要90岁了。那有人告诉我，你父亲如此的长寿，这是喜丧，所以呢不需要哭了。
So of course there are exceptions. So when my father passed away, he was over 90. And so someone told me that because your father has lived such a tremendously, such a long life, that it's such a joyful thing.
那当然这里说不用哭了，这是指的仪式上的哭。
And of course, when they tell me that you don't need to cry, it's ceremonially, you don't need to cry.
所以在人们的观念中啊，只要人活在这个地上的日子啊够长够久，那就不枉此行，那值了。
And so if you lived in a long life and long enough life, then it's not a death sentence.
那如果我们的生命在真正的只有在地上这几十年，或者说这几十年的日子比我们将来要去的那个世界要好得多，那这种观点当然是可取的。
If we are live here, if the life that we live here is better than the life we're going to, then you know, then that's something we can look forward to.
那你就趁着还有今生啊，就好好吃好喝，尽情玩乐吧，因为除此之外你没有别的盼望了。
If in that case, then you should live and enjoy and really pleasure yourself in this life, because there's no other life that you can look forward to.
那我们在一些影视作品中，或者是像我们在美国有亲身参加过西方的葬礼，那气氛呢？气氛啊就轻松多了。
So if you look at in the movies that the American funeral or the Western funeral is a lot more relaxed.
那人们是有说有笑，通过这个幽默诙谐的方式来缅怀亲人或好友。
And people are joking and laughing, and then in remembering the life of the dead.
因为人们相信死者是去了天堂，是一个更好、更美的地方。
Because they believe that the dead has gone to heaven, a much better place.
那这个天堂就是圣经里面所描述的天堂。
And this heaven is the heaven that is described in the Bible.
那西方的历史和基督教分不开的，那死后人死后进天堂，这也是西方人的传统认识。
And Western history and Christianity cannot be separated, and therefore, when you die, you go to heaven. That is also a tradition, Western tradition.
而且他们相信这个天堂是真正的，是真实可以进入的，不像我们说天堂只是个传说。
And they truly believe that this heaven is a place that they can truly reach, unlike just a myth in the Chinese tradition.
然而，天堂只是西方人或者犹太人的专利吗？只要你是西方人或犹太人，你就人人自动就可以进天堂吗？
Is it something that's reserved for the Western history? Is heaven reserved for the Western or civilization? Is that will you always go to heaven?
他们不应该忘记，圣经里面其实还描述了死后的另外一个去处，就是地狱。
They should not forget that the Bible describes yet another place that you can go when you die, and that is hell.
在那里，虫是不死的，火是不灭的，全然的黑暗，永无止境的痛苦。
And there the fire is not quenched, and then there's eternal darkness, and there's weeping and gnashing of teeth.
那其实不管是东方人还是西方人所认为的天堂都有一个共同点。
Whether it's in the Western tradition or the Chinese tradition, heaven all shares a similar characteristic.
就在那里啊，生命是永恒的，不再有死亡了，而地狱则完全相反。
And there in heaven, life is eternal, there's no longer death, and hell is the opposite.
所以今天我们就要讲讲这个永恒这个话题。
So today we want to discuss the subject of eternity.
那在这讲这个话题之前呢，我们来看一段圣经经文。
So before we start, let us take a look at this Bible passage.
在哥林多前书第二章从第七节开始，我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。
But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory.
这智慧，世上有权有位的人没有一个知道的。他们若知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。
The wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood, for if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
But just as it is written, these things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
For to us God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depth of God.
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the Spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God.
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God.
在这里啊，我邀请朋友们持一个开放的态度，即使今天讲的你们过去认为是宗教的东西，是虚幻的东西，现在请你们暂时放下成见，来打开心扉。
So today I really want to encourage our friends to have an open heart towards this, that even though perhaps even in the past you may have thought that these are things of religion, that if it's possible, if you can just lay that aside and just and hear us.
对，要允许圣灵向我们开启来解释，因为神我们预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到过的。
Yes, for it is to receive that which is from the Spirit, because what we for it is things that we have never not know. Sorry, for it is things that which eyes has not seen and ear has not heard and which has not entered the heart of man.
是在过去是隐藏的奥秘，但如今通过圣灵向我们开启了。
In the past it was hidden mysteries, but today it is the Holy Spirit has revealed unto us.
那首先我们要讲讲永恒它不是什么，然后我们才讲永恒是什么。
First, we can explain what is not considered, what eternity is not, and then we can explain what it is.
首先， 永恒不是时间的无限延伸。
Eternity is not is not infinite time.
那相对我们短暂的人生，我们看时间，好像过去是无穷无尽，将来也是无穷无尽的。
In our short time on Earth, when we look at time, we see that there's past infinity, there's future infinity.
然而，现在的科学界，他们也普遍的接受宇宙它不是永恒的，它从大爆炸开始，一直到被黑洞吞噬结束。
So according to, I mean, to modern science, that the universe is also not eternal. It starts with the Big Bang, and eventually it will be consumed by black hole.
那是不是说宇宙它是在这个无限的时间轴上有一个起点和一个终点呢？
So in that sense, does universe actually have a starting point and end point in the in infinite time, in the eternity of time?
那爱因斯坦他曾经说过一段话，是英文的，我们的弟兄念一段，啊，念一遍。
So here's a quote from Einstein. If you don't take my words too seriously, I would say this. If we assume that all matter would disappear from the world, then before relativity, one believed that space and time would continue existing in an empty world. But according to the theory of relativity, if matter and its motion disappear, there would no longer be any space or time.
简单的说，就是根据相对论，如果物质消失了，时间和空间也将消失。
In other words, according to the theory of relativity, if matter disappeared, then there is no more space or time.
爱因斯坦他是20世纪的科学家，可是早在14世纪啊，有个神学家叫奥古斯丁，他就说过这句话，也是请我们弟兄念一下。
So Einstein was a scientist in the 20th century, but in the 4th century we have a theorist, St. Augustine. Beyond doubt, the world has made not in time, but together with time.
奥古斯丁说，毫无疑问的，世界不是在时间里面被造的，世界是和时间一起被造的。他们两个人的论点啊，惊人的相似，但是神学家比科学家早了1500多年。
So they're two different, they're definitely of two different times, but their thoughts are the same.
所以呢，时间它不是无穷无尽的，它是和这个世界一起有起头有尽头，而且我们今天离那个尽头啊是已经很近很近了。
And time is not without end, beginning or time is not.Without beginning or end, for it starts with the world and with matter. And today we're very close to the end.
关于这个世界哈以及时间的开始，圣经都有描述。在几千年前写成的圣经开篇第一句话就说。
And so the Bible describes the beginning of time, and the Bible, which was written several thousand years ago, it says here.
在第创世纪一章一节就说，起初神创造天地。
And it says that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
这个神不是中国人传说的在天上的诸神、诸位神仙当中的一位，也不是希腊神话里众神中的一位。
So this God, that is spoken of here is not the God of the Chinese mythology, one of the many gods that dwells in heaven, nor is it one of the Greek gods.From Greek mythology.
甚至不是各种宗教里面宣扬的神，而是创造宇宙万物的独一真神，也翻译成上帝。
And it is also not one of the gods of the various religions, but it is the one and only God who has created the heaven and earth.
这位神啊，他在介绍自己的时候说 I am who I am.中文直接翻译就是我是我是，听起来有点拗口，所以中文圣经翻译成我是自有拥有。
So the when God introduced himself, he said, "I am who I am."
他就是永恒，他就是万有的源头，也是万有的终结，他是万有的答案，他是一切的一切。
He himself is eternity. He is the beginning of all things, and he is also the he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of all things, and he is also everything.
那起初神创造天地，那这个起初也是时间的起头。
So in the last verse, it says that in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. That in the beginning is also the beginning of time.
我们刚刚也读过哥林多前书二三七节里面说到，神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀。
And in Corinthians, we also read that God destined for our glory before time began.
那英文是说 before time began， 所以就是在有时间以前，神在永恒里面就定下了一个旨意，要人得荣耀。
And so it's in essence that God even destined even before time in eternity, even before the beginning of time, that for our glory.
那这个荣耀也是在永恒里面。
And this glory is also in this eternity.
可惜啊，自认为有智慧有能力的人不知道这些，反而要把这个带人进入永恒的耶稣钉在十字架上。
And for it, they say that the wisdom which none of the rulers of the age has understood, for if they had understood, that they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
这个世界不但有起头，还有终了。是在整本圣经快要结束的地方，在启示录的二十一章一节有说。
So this universe has a beginning, but also has an end. And in Revelations, the end of Revelation 21, it says here.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away.
旧造的天地都要过去，取代的是新天新地，而永恒就在那里。
The old heaven and earth will pass away, but in its place there will be a new heaven and a new earth.
我们要在那里啊与神相遇，永恒是神的居所，也是神的性情。
And there we will meet face to face with God, and that is will be His eternal dwelling place.
那在我们现在所属这个世界里面是不存在永恒的。
So in the world in which we live now, there is no eternity.
刚刚说到这个世界是神创造的，那是怎么造的呢？
Before we mentioned that the universe was created by God, how did he create it?
罗马书一章二十节说，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见。但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
In Romans chapter 1:20, it says, since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
神是个看不见的灵，世界是用他的永能创造的。
God is an invisible spirit, and the world is created by His power.
Yeah, 那个永能叫做 eternal power.
Sorry, eternal power.
它有两层的含义。第一，它拥有无穷的能量。
So there's twofold to that meaning. One, he is omnipotent. He has infinite power.
那第二，它有智慧可以支配运用这些能量。
And secondly, he has the wisdom to be able to use his power.
那什么是无穷？无穷就是说你减去不管有多大的分量，它仍然是无穷的。
What is infinite is that no matter what you take away from it, it is still infinite.
换句话说，它就是取之不尽，用之不完。
It cannot be decreased, it cannot be used up. That's the meaning of infinity.
那宇宙是神从无到有创造的，这个无就是指着看不见的能量，有是指看得见的物质。
So the heaven and earth was created by God from nothing to something, and this nothing is unseen, but this something is that which is seen.
那大家都很熟悉爱因斯坦有个智能方程叫做 E 等于 MC 平方。
So we're all familiar with Einstein's this equation, E equals MC squared.
那就是说能量等于质量乘上光速的平方。
So energy is equal to mass times the constant time squared.
也就是说能量也就是说能量可以变成物质。
In other words, that energy can become mass.
所以创造物质的这个来源就是神无穷的大能。
So the source of the source of God's creation of this mass is the source is infinite.
如果根据这个智能方程来推算，上帝他要造第一个人亚当，需要大约八万颗广岛原子弹所释放出来的能量。
So I think there were some calculations that was done saying in order for God to create Adam, the first man, the energy required was 80,000 nuclear bombs.
那同理推算，如果要创造的整个宇宙需要多大的能量？这个数字可能远远超出我们所能想象的。
And if we were to calculate how much energy is required to create the entire universe, that number is probably beyond our imagination.
那然而，就是这些能量从神的无穷大能中扣掉之后，它的能量还是无穷大。
So even if this tremendously large number that's taken away from the infinite power of God, God remains infinite.
他不仅造这个世界和世界上的人，他还造了天使。
Not only did he create this universe and man, but he also created the angels.
那天使是灵，他们没有身体，但是他们有很大的能力，比我们人更有能力。
The angels are spirits without a physical form, and they have a lot more power than us.
那他们的能力也是出自于神，那扣掉创造天使的这些能量。神的能量还是无穷。
And they were also created by the powers of God, and if God were to take away the creation of the angels, God continues to remain infinite.
那神造的人既有身体又有灵。
And so, and the Lord God formed man, so created man, and there's a body, and also there's a spirit.
创世纪第二章七节说，耶和华他神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
人之所以成为人，就是因为我们不仅有身体，我们还有灵。
Man can be man is because not only do we have a physical body, we also have a soul.
而且灵要控制身体。打个比方来说吧，身体就像一台机器，灵就是那个操纵机器的操作员。
So we also have a spirit, and the spirit is the body is like a machine, and the spirit is that which controls the machinery.
灵要让它做什么，它就做什么。
So whatever the spirit orders it to do, it will do.
神造这个物质世界，并赋予了物理定律来掌管这个世界。这个世界就照着这些物理的定律就可以自动的运行了。
And so when God created this universe, He created according to physics, laws of physics, and the world operates by these laws of physics.
那这是神的智慧。那一般的情况下，神不会进行干预。
And this is by His wisdom, and under normal circumstances, God will not intercede.
那我们的身体属于这个世界，所以也浮在这些物理的定律之下，不是想干什么就能干什么的。
And we're also under the constraint of the laws of physics, and it's not, and we cannot do whatever we desire.
那我们的灵也是神的创造，那个吹气只是一个比喻的说法，并不是说那个灵是物质的气体。
Our spirit is also on the creation of God.
Yeah, so the breathing is not like a physical gas. 那灵其实是真实存在的，它是有能力的。
So the spirit is something that is real.
那灵的生命也是有规律来规范它。
And the spirit also operates, has its own, abides by its own laws.
但神啊，给人的灵有更大的自由，可以有自由的意志来选择要做什么或者不做什么。
So God gave us the freedom of will so that we can decide what we want to do.
起初神造人的灵不仅是用来掌管身体，也是用来和神有交通的。
So when God created man and gave us the spirit, it's not just to control our physical body, but also to have fellowship with God.
所以人就可以跟神说话，因为神是个灵啊，人就要用灵来和他交通。
So through the spirit, man may commune with God, and for God is spirit.
可惜第一个人，我们的始祖亚当，他就犯罪堕落了。
But our forefather Adam sinned and was fallen.
这个犯罪不是我们通常所理解的犯罪，乃是不听神的命令的这个罪。
The sin is not what we normally understand it. It is a sin of disobedience.
那这个是原罪，是最大的罪。
And this original sin, this is the original sin.
仇敌就是魔鬼，也叫撒旦，他进到亚当和夏娃里面，引诱他们，滥用他们的自由意志，选择抵挡神的命令，也就抵挡了神。
And so Satan, which was a serpent, tempted Adam and Eve, and you caused them to use their free will to oppose God, to go against God.
这个罪的结果就是人和神的交通中断了，人再也听不到神的声音，也不理会神的命令，完全的自作主张。
And the result is that man and God, the communication or the channel between man and God has severed, and man no longer listens to God, nor does man obey God, and man operates freely by his own will.
神因此就定下规矩，犯罪的身体不能长久活着，所以死亡就成为了每一个人最终的结局。
So God, because of this, God set a law that the sinful flesh can no longer live forever, and death became the penalty.
我们知道目前这个科技一个热点就是人工智能，它已经进入使用的阶段了。
And we know that there's amazing technology today is artificial intelligence. It has progressed tremendously.
但人们开始有个担心，说将来人工智能它会背叛人类，反过来要控制甚至毁灭人类。
So, but one thing that man worries about is one day that AI may turn against man and may betray us and may harm us.
但目前还只是担心，但是在历史上这样的冲突啊，在神和被造的人之间已经发生了，只是呢，人永远都不可能战胜神。
This is a worry that man has, but historically this has already happened between God and man, except in that situation, man can never overthrow God.
因为人犯罪了，神定规啊，人不但要死，而且赖以生存这个世界也将消亡。
And because man has sinned, not only will there be death for man, but there will be this world will not exist forever.
所以我们上面讲了哈，时间和世界是一起被造的，他们有起头，也有终点。
Previously we said that time and matter are created together, and there is a beginning as well as an end.
所以永恒它不可能是时间和空间的无限延伸。
So eternity cannot be because of the time and matter.
所以它必然是在这个世界之外的另外一个世界，就是神。
So eternity must be outside of this universe that we exist in.
那是神的世界啊，或者我们称为天堂或者天国。
So eternity, that's God's kingdom, and that, in other words, that is heaven, or the heavenly kingdom.
对，那我们就讲一下，现在永恒是什么呢？首先，永恒是永不改变。
So what is eternity? Eternity is to never change.
那我们在地上是怎么感受时间的存在的呢？
How do we experience the existence of time?
那是靠着记录和观察。变化。那现在比如说天气变凉了，树叶开始变黄，我们就知道秋天来了。
So it's according to our recording, our observation and our perception around things around us. And so now the temperature has become colder and the leaves are dropping and we're now in fall.
那就是 all about change. 那人会变老，那我们就感慨时间过得好快啊。
So when man ages, we feel that time is moving quickly.
在电影的时间规划局里面说，那里面的人啊，他们的生理年龄永远停留在25岁。
So in the movies, we see that people always seem to be at 25 years old forever.
他不会变老啊，人们这样子才会有动力说不断去争取时间，获得更多的这个寿命。
So in that situation that man will not age and they will continue to get more time and recharge more time.
那秦始皇他要寻求长生不老，请注意这里说是不老而不是不死。
So the Emperor Qin, which is a Chinese emperor, he was seeking after to forever but not be old.
那如果他虽然不死，他会老，躺在床上不能动，那这样子活的时间太久有什么意义呢？
So if he did not seek out eternal youth, and if he were to age but never die, and but if you get old and never die, and then what is the point?
有一句广告词，大家可能都知道，叫做“钻石恒久远，一颗永流传
So this advertisement says that a diamond lasts forever.
也是因为在钻石原子结构的异常稳定、长久不变，才获得了永恒的称号。
And it's because of the chemical or the atomic characteristic of a diamond, of its structure, that it never changes.
然而在地上啊，这个世上，万事万物都在改变。唯一不变的就是改变本身。
So in this earth, on this, in this world, everything is changing. The only thing that's not changing is change itself.
但是在永恒的世界里面，没有时间，所有的事物都是不变的。
But in eternity, in the eternal world, there is no time and nothing. Things are unchanging.
因为如果要是变了，时间就出现了。
And if things are changing, then that means time exists.
更重要的，或者最重要的是，永恒的主，创造的神，他是永不改变的。
What's even more important is that the eternal God, the God, the Creator God, He never changes.
他说过的话，立定的旨意，永不改变。
The words He has spoken, the commandments He has given, the laws He has given, they have never changed.
他许下的诺言，他完全有能力全部兑现。
The promise He has kept, He will fulfill them.
他的信用积分是最高的，无人能比。
His trustworthiness is the highest. No one else can compare.
所以他是最值得信靠的。那今天啊，如果今天我们传福音给你，说信耶稣就得永生，那如果你信了，他就反悔说，哦，我给不了你永生了。那这样子的神，我们信他干什么？
If today and we share the gospel saying that if you trust in him, you will have eternal life. But turn around later, he says, well, sorry, I can't give you eternal life anymore. Then why would we believe in such a God?
但是今天我们传给你的这位神，他是永不改变的神。他说信耶稣得永生，就一定成就，绝不反悔。
And so the God that we are sharing with you today, he says that if you trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, you will have eternal life. And he is unchanging, and he is forever faithful to his word.
那你信了就一定能得着，那是100%的把握，你也一定不会后悔。
And if you trust in him, you will receive it as 100% assurance, and you will not regret it.
那第二点，荣耀，要永恒是荣耀的。
And second point is that eternity is glorious.
那荣耀是我们常用的一个词语，那这个词本身字典上怎么讲呢？
So glory is something that word we use quite frequently. What does the dictionary say?
那根据百度百科，他说荣耀是应得或者能够赢得崇高称誉。那英文的那个美林词典，他说的定义，我们请弟兄念一下。
So according to the dictionary, it's praise, honor, or distinction extended by common consent. Glory, a great beauty and splendor.
那所以就在字面上来讲，荣耀是因为一个事物本身极其美丽，或者一个人的成就极其高超。
So glory is something because of a thing that is extremely has great beauty or splendor, or because there's high distinction.
那所以它配得上最高的称赏和尊敬，赞赏和尊敬。
So therefore, it is worthy of the utmost praise and honor.
我们的神他就全然美丽，他的一切作为都是最完美的，所以神的荣耀是最高级，超出了我们一切言语可以描述的。
So our God, all of His works and He Himself is exceedingly beautiful and great, and therefore He is full of glory. He has the greatest glory.
就是我们这个被他造的世界和人类原本也是蛮有荣耀。
So even us, man, and this universe that were created by him, we were also full of glory.
只是可惜世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。这是罗马书3:23的话。
But unfortunately, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
我们现在看到的地上的荣耀，相比于被造之初，已经大不如从前了。
Sorry, can you rephrase that? I broke up a
little
bit.
我们现在看到在地上的荣耀啊，比起他被造之前，已经大大的不如以前了。
So, the glory that we see now on this earth is as far, far less, so far less than the glory that was when God created heaven and earth.
That's right. 那都是因为人犯罪的结果啊。
It is all because of man's sin.
然而在永恒的世界里面充满了神的荣耀，那个荣耀比我们所见过的甚至可以想象的要大得多得多。
And so in eternity, the glory that we will see is, will be far exceeds our imagination or what we have ever seen. It'll be tremendously greater than we can possibly imagine.
因为他是荣耀的主。
Because he is the Lord of glory.
在他的永恒的世界里面，没有太阳或者其他任何的光源，神就是光。
So in eternity it says, and the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb.
那启示录21:23说，那城内又不用日月光照，因为有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。
So that was in Revelation chapter 21.
这儿城就是新天新地的城。羔羊就是神的儿子耶稣。
So here the city is the new heaven and the new earth, and the lamb here is the Son of God.
在永恒的世界里，容不下任何的罪恶，因为罪它必然要导致荣耀的亏缺，是永远不可能进到荣耀的永恒里的。
So in this world there is no sin, for sin has fallen, sin by itself has fallen short of the glory of God, and therefore a sinful man can never enter into the city.
那感谢主，耶稣他在十字架上所流的宝血洗净了我们的罪。
But thank our Lord that our Lord Jesus Christ, on the blood that he shed upon the cross, has washed us clean of our sins.
只要相信了耶稣，神就不再看我们有罪了，我们因此就可以进入他的荣耀。
And if we only trust in him, we can enter into his glory.
而且呢，这本来就是他的旨意，神在万事以前就预定那这个我们要得荣耀。
And that is his will, and that is what he has predestined even before all creation, that we shall enter into his glory.
神是信实的，他必要成就。
God is faithful, and therefore he will fulfill his promise.
我们刚刚说到永恒是永不改变，然而地上的万物却都在改变。
Before we said that eternity is never changing, but on earth everything is constantly changing.
一面是因为世界本身就朝着这个终点在运动。
On one side, it is because this universe is marching towards its end.
那另外一方面，我们的人心总是喜新厌旧。
And the second aspect is that our heart is always desiring the new and moving away from the old.
那就是恋人之间，他海誓山盟说，哦，我要爱你，永不改变。可惜呢，真的没有太多的人能够真正做得到。
So even while you're dating or saying to someone you love that my love for you will never change, but there are very few people that can say that they were able to do that.
疫情以来啊，人们在家里面待的时间稍微长了一点，就受不了了。
So during the pandemic, if people spend a lot of time at home together and they could not stand each other, even in such a short period of time.
尤其是年轻人，他不顾一切要出门去，那出了门他又不能好好的遵守那些社交的距离，或者是穿那个防带的用品，穿戴防护的用品。
So especially the youth, when they leave the house, they would not, you know, they may not always abide by the social distancing rule or wear their mask and all of those things.
所以就导致这个疫情长期都无法遏制。
So it causes this causes the virus to continue to spread.
那现在美国有几所大学已经开始复课， 才几天就出现了群聚性的传染。
So several universities have started, on-campus schooling, and right off the bat, they've seen clusters of spreading of this of COVID.
那福布斯他报道啊，美国近期内最严重的25起感染的事件中，有19起就发生在大学城。
And so out of the most recent 25 most serious incidents of infection of spreads, I think 15 happened in the university setting.
19 out of 25. 所以啊，这些有些人啊，他是宁愿死，他也不要过那种单调的生活。
So many people they rather die than to live a solitary, boring life.
世界那么大，我想去看看。这是一张真实的辞职报告，当时啊，轰动了全中国。
So this is a real note that was written, that it says that the world is so big, I want to go and see, and this is I think this was a big news.
那可惜受时间或者是空间，更是受钱的限制，我们能去的地方实在是有限。
So because of time and also money, the places we can visit are limited.
那绝大部分的美景，我们现在只能够通过视频或者照片里面看看就做罢了。
So some of the places we want to visit, maybe we can only see them in photos.
那你有没有想过，这个地球是神造给人居住的，已经如此的美丽？
Have you considered that this earth was created by God for man to live in and how beautiful it is?
那在永恒的世界里，创造的神，他的居所岂不要更丰富，更美丽吗？
And so in eternity is where God dwells, and then will his dwelling place not be even more beautiful than this?
在那里我们不再有时间和空间的限制，所以我们能领略到的是无限的，永远都不用担心会单调乏味。
So there's no limitation of time, and there's no worry that that it would be boring.
而且呢，它还不收费。
And it's also admission free.
对，那我们打个比方哈，如果你还记得中学的数学，那对数的这个集合应该不会陌生。
I don't know if you remember middle school mathematics, and this is these are the numbers.
Number set.
Okay, number set.
虽然每一个集合它包含的数字都有无穷多个，然而每一个集合它都被更广的一个集合所包含。
So there are many sets, and every set is encompassing another set.
但是对 English, in each set there are infinite number of numbers.那前面我们说到神的大能是无穷的，永远都不会耗尽，那这是讲到数量或者是深度的方面，那只是永恒的一面。
So before we said that God's infinite power can never be exhausted, and that speaks of I guess the quantity.
Yes. 那永恒还体现在广度方面，那神的丰富在广度或者在范围上也是无限的。
And so infinity also speaks of the breadth, and how breadth it is, how wide it is, it also cannot be exhausted.
我们在永恒里面不只是不死，永远活着。
In eternity, not only do we never die, we also will live forever.
那而且我们可以经历，可以享受神的丰富，那是无穷无尽的，永远都不会感到无聊。
And we can also enjoy and experience his abundance, and that has no end.
对，那可是最高品质的生活。
That is the highest level of living.
那下一个我们讲到永恒，它是永远是现在时。
So the next point about eternity is that it is forever now.
永恒里没有时间，所以在那里就没有过去时和将来时，永远都是现在时。
So, because eternity has no time, and therefore there is no past eternity or future eternity, always present.
神在永恒里观察我们的世界，所有的事情对他来说都是现在发生的，不管对我们来讲是过去的事情还是将来的事情。
So God is watching over us from eternity, and to him everything is happening now, because even the past infinity, past in time and the future in time is all happening now.
在诗篇139篇16节说，我未成形的体字，你的眼早已看见了，你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，都你都写在你的册上了。
So in Psalm 139:16, it says, your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in your book were all written the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them.
虽然我们不知道明天会发生什么，但神老早就知道了，所以我们把自己交在他的手中是最稳妥的。
Although we don't know what will happen in the future, but God has already seen, and therefore it is the safest for us to give ourselves into his hand.
他是我们患难时随时的帮助。
He is our, he is always our help.
他讲说，如果我们从地球要发射一个光信号向外星球求救，向外星系去求救。
If we were to send a signal, a light signal to another star or planet, asking for help.
那近的可能要几年才收得到，远的要上亿年才能收到。
The closest will take several light years. The farther ones will take several billion light years.
那如果我们现在要求告神的名，神现在就能听到，他现在就能拯救我们。
If we needed to call upon his, if we're to call upon his name, he will hear us immediately right now, and he would help us.
虽然我们很渺小，但不要以为我们的事情太小，他太忙，顾不到我们的请求。
Although we're so small in the universe, but we should not feel that we're so small that he has no time for us, nor we're so small in his plan that he cannot help us.
他是无限量的神，他答应每一个祷告，解决每一个难题。
He is an infinite God. He will answer every single prayer, and he will help us in every time of need.
那下一个呢，就讲到说，永恒和时间是可以相交的。
So eternity and time, the next topic is eternity and time is can intersect.
Yes. 世上的地上这个世界和永恒的世界，它不是两个平行不相交的世界。
The eternity, the eternity world, eternal world, and the earthly world, they're not two places in parallel to each other.
连接着两个世界的桥梁就是十字架。
The bridge that joins these two worlds is the cross.
主耶稣他在十字架上的牺牲，就换得我们的灵魂苏醒过来，恢复了和神的交通。
His the death of our Lord Jesus upon the cross, has awakened our spirit and allowed us to be reconciled to him.
那圣灵他会启示带领我们在地上如何生活。
And the Holy Spirit will guide us as to how we shall live upon this earth.
同时也会让我们品尝到一点永恒的味道。
And will also give us a bit of a taste of eternity.
虽然现在目前我们还没有完全的，没办法完全的经历永恒。
Even though right now we cannot fully experience eternity.
但是就这一点点的这个品尝就让我们很向往了。
But it's just, even if it's just a little bit of taste, is something that we look forward to.
那有人说啊，让我现在好好在地上享乐，等我快死的时候再信耶稣，又可以上天。
Some may say that, you know what, while I live on earth, let me really enjoy myself. Only when I'm at the door, gates of death, only then shall I look towards Jesus for save salvation.
那这样子我就两全其美，天上地上的荣华我都享受了。
In that case, then I get the best of both worlds.
但是我们其实啊，我们不要等到死后我们才去经历，我们现在就可以享受从天上来的平安喜乐。
We don't need to wait until we move on for them. We're passed on from this world to enjoy eternity. But even now, we can enjoy the peace and the joy that comes from heaven.
那比在地上一切的快乐都更持久、更满足。
And it will be much more fulfilling and satisfying, enjoyable than all the pleasures of this world.
更何况我们根本不能预测我们什么时候死，万一还没来得及信主，那就错过了永恒，就没有机会后悔了。
And secondly, we no one can know when they're close to dying, and perhaps because of that, we may miss an opportunity to see God.
其实人在地上也不总是能够总是享受荣华富贵或者是一帆风顺的。
And even upon this earth, we're not guaranteed to always enjoy peace and to have peace and pleasure and everything going according to our way.
大部分的人其实感受是人生总不如意。
And most of the more common experience is that it never goes according to what we want.
苦难是每个人都要面对的功课，就算是今天没有，说不定明天就能碰上，谁知道呢？
But suffering is a lesson we all must face, perhaps not today, but for surely in the future.
就是信了主的基督徒也不能够逃避苦难。
And even the believers will not escape from suffering.
今天我跟你们传讲福音，绝对不是说要拉你们加入一个组织，许诺你们从此就顺风顺水，不再有任何难处了。
So when I share the gospel with you today, I'm not recruiting into an organization that guarantees everything will be great going forward.
但是我们基督徒啊，在难处中，我们有一个主可以祷告，他会赐下平安喜乐，他也会赐下这个智慧，让我们坦然地面对苦难。
So, but rather we have a Lord that we can pray to, and he will give us peace and joy, and he will give us his wisdom in dealing in our how to deal with our sufferings.
那更重要的是我们基督徒明白我们在地上这些生命是短暂的，苦难也是暂时的，一切都将过去，等待我们的是荣耀的永恒。
But as believers, we know that everything is temporary, even the sufferings is temporary, but there is a far better eternity waiting for us.
我们中间有一位基督徒，他得了癌症，医生给他看了扫描的片子，上面都显示那些癌细胞的大小啊位置，看到我们弟兄啊心惊胆战的。
There's a Christian believer, a brother among us that he had cancer, and when the doctor gave him the X-ray of showing all the spreads of the cancer, he was really afraid.
对，那后来他好好的祷告神，把这一切都交到神的手中。他不求在地上的寿命，他只求不失去他对神的信仰。
And so he really came before the Lord and prayed, and his prayer was not so that he may have a longer life on earth, but rather he may not lose the faith he has in God.
后来他再去看医生的时候，他不再这个愁容满面，甚至面带微笑。
And the second time when he went to see the doctor, he wasn't really so sad and depressed, rather he was slightly, perhaps even have a bit of joy.
那在这个等候室里面的都是癌症病人，每一个都面带愁容，只有他一个是例外，所以连个护士都看呆了。
So in the waiting room, everyone, they're all cancer patients, and everyone was sad and depressed except him, and even the nurse was a bit surprised to see him that way.
后来在这个手术当中，这个医生啊，他竟然他找不到癌细胞，他都不敢相信，我们拍的片子不是显示的清清楚楚的吗？怎么突然他们都没有了呢？
So during surgery, they couldn't even find the cancer cells, even the days or times before that they saw it on the charts.
那我们的弟兄他就这么得了医治。
And it was in such a way that our brother was healed.
那我们中间有另外一位弟兄，他也是得了癌症。
So we had another brother who also had cancer.
他在患病期间，他帮助了很多的人，尤其是其他的癌症患者。
So during his illness, he helped many people, including other cancer sufferers.
我们都非常的敬佩他。
And we truly respected him.
可是他后来还是去世了，他走的时候是平平安安的。
But eventually he still passed away. But when he passed away, he was passed away in peace.
如果死亡是完全的终结，那我们会说这不公平啊，这么好的一个人怎么就活得这么短暂呢？
If death is the final end, then we would say it's not fair. How can such a wonderful person end in such a way?
那然我们知道，医治或者是不医治， 都是神的主权，他的安排都是最好的。
Whether we're healed or not, what we can be assured of is that it is all under his authority and that he, it is all that he has allowed, permitted.
就是我们的弟兄去世，他只是离开了这个世界，不是真正的死亡。他是得了荣耀，进入了永恒的国度。
And when our brother passed on, it was not a final death for him. He didn't enter into death. He is now in eternity. He has glory in the glorious eternity.
那最后一点，永恒是神给人爱的礼物。
And the last point is that eternity is the present that God gives us from out of His love.
人因着悖逆而灭亡，结局就是死亡，要下到地狱湖里的。
Because of our disobedience, our punishment is death, and we were to enter into the fire.
那地狱，这跟我们所前面描述的这永恒的世界是完全无分无关。
So the hell is something that is completely opposite and has no part in the eternity that we described just before.
然而这并不是神造人的原意，神的原意就是在他创造世界以前都已经定下的。
This is something that God has decreed even before He created the universe.
他的原意是说，他要接人到他永恒的国度里，与他共享荣耀。
And his original desire is to take man into his eternal king eternity to enjoy his eternal glory and his presence.
现在人犯了罪，成了污秽，无法进入到神圣洁的国度。
But now because man has sinned, man cannot enter into his eternal kingdom.
然而神的旨意永不改变，所以他就有了一个伟大的救赎计划。
But his will did not change, and therefore he came up with this this wonderful salvation plan.
他差遣了他的儿子耶稣基督来到世上，成为人的样子。
He sent his son Jesus Christ to come upon this earth in the form of a man.
他和我们一样有身体，受物理时空的限制。
He is just like us, has a physical body, and is constrained by the laws of physics.
但是他跟我们不一样的地方就是他是完全无罪。
But what is different from us is that he is without sin.
他无罪的身体被钉在了十字架上，而且死了，代替我们接受了罪的刑罚。
And his sinless body was crucified upon the cross, and he died, and he received the punishment for sin.
那满足了神公义的要求，神不再看我们是罪人。
And he fulfilled the righteous requirements of God, and so that God will no longer view us as sinners.
那死后三天他又复活了，他有一个全新超越的身体。在这个身体里面，他升天回到了父神永恒的国度里。
And so 3 days after he resurrected and with a new body, and it is in his new glorious body that he ascended to heaven to be with God.
这是极大的好消息，因为我们也要像他一样，要复活升天，得着全新的身体，进到父神永恒的国度里。
And this is tremendous good news for us because we too will be like him. And will resurrect and will ascend with a new body into the heavenly kingdom.
那这么好的消息，你是不是也想进入天国呢？
Is this good news, something that you too also desire to enter into the kingdom?
那是不是人人都可以进天国？要怎么样才能进去？
Can everyone enter into this kingdom? How can we enter into this kingdom?
约翰福音三章十六节。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
John chapter 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
神的爱子耶稣为我们死了，一切信他的人都活了，而且永远活着。那请注意啊，这里说的一切就是人人，人人都有资格进入天国。
Our God's beloved Son died for us so that we can live, And that when it says that all, so it means that all have the opportunity to believe and to enter.
对，那只是说他是人人都有资格，但不是人人都真正进入天国。
All can, but it does not say that all will.
因为只有那些相信主耶稣已经完成救赎，接受他救恩的人才可以进入。
Only those who believes in him that that he has fulfilled the salvation, only those who trust in him can enter.
这是每一个人都必须要做的决定，不会因为说你是犹太人，你是西方人，你自动就进入了。
This is something that everyone must decide for themselves. It's not that because you're a Western person or a Greek person that you will enter into the kingdom.
也不会因为说是你的父母是信耶稣的，他们就能够带你进去。
And it also doesn't mean that if your parents are believers that they can bring you into heaven with them.
乃是你自己要做一个选择，是否接受耶稣的救恩。
But you yourself must make a decision whether or not you will receive his salvation.
神爱世人，他给了人自由的意志，可以选择。
He loved us, but he also gave us the free will to decide.
他并不强迫人要怎么做。
He does not force us to decide on one way or the other.
就好比一个人他如果中了彩票，可是他不相信他能得奖了，那发行彩票的人他不会说强逼着非要把奖金给他。
It's like someone winning the lottery. If you won the lottery, but you don't really feel like you won the lottery, the lotto place will not force you to receive, accept the lottery prize.
我在说，只有承认自己是罪人，相信并接受神儿子耶稣的救恩，这样的人才能够进天国，罪蒙赦免。
Only those who acknowledge your sin and accept our Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and trust in him, only those will be able to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
那除此之外，你不需要有别的努力，不要积什么功德，是不是很简单？
And aside from that, you don't need any, don't need to accumulate any deeds or works or any other effort that you don't need anything else.
对，就是这么简单，这就是今天我们传的福音。
It is so simple, and that is the simple gospel that we share with you today.
你也许不信，白白的救恩。天下没有免费的午餐，一切都是利益的交换。
You may not believe that this is just a freely given, because there is no free lunch, and everything there's a price.
那这是我们的经验之谈，的确也是如此。
But this is our experience, and this is what we truly experience.
但是这份礼物它是从天上来的，天上的主他有无穷的丰富，他不需要从我们这里索取什么作为交换。
But this gift is from heaven, and there's abundance in heaven, so it doesn't need us to pay any price to receive this gift.
所以它确确实实是白白给我们的。
So it is truly given to us freely.
都是因为神爱我们，他不忍心见我们灭亡。
It is because he loves us and doesn't want to see us to die.
因为我们有付出，常常我们不把这个礼物当一回事，轻看了它。
Because there's no sacrifice from our end, perhaps we look down upon this gift.
但耶稣给我们这份礼物是非常非常的珍贵，我们绝对不应该轻看。
But this gift that our Lord Jesus has given to us is extremely precious. We should not look down upon it.
因为他在十字架上担当了人所有人的罪。
Because upon the cross, he took on all the sin of man.
所有的人类，包括过去，包括现在，你我。
For all, including those in the past, and including us.
在他上十字架前的前一天晚上，他祷告，对父神说：“求你挪去这个担子。”
So the night before he died, he prayed to the Father in heaven, saying,please take this cup away from me.
然而，不要照着我的意思，要照着你的意思。他完全顺服父神的旨意。
But it is not according to his will, but according to the will of the Father. He was willing to obey.
他祷告的时候，那个汗如血点一样滴在地上。
And as he prayed, his sweat were like drops of blood that flowed poured that flowed down from his face.
想一想，所有人的罪都加在他一个人的身上，谁能够承担得起？
Can we just imagine who can possibly endure when all the sins of entire of mankind is placed upon him? Who can possibly endure this?
所以主耶稣为我们所付出的代价是极大的，我们千万不可以轻看他。
So the price that our Lord has paid is exceedingly great, and therefore we should not look down upon this gift.
今天我们可以白白领受这么大的救恩，是何等的有福。
Today, how blessed we are that we can receive this, this great, this salvation.
现在你只要对他说，我是个罪人，我愿意相信你，接受你的救恩，神就必要赦免你。
We only need to say that I am a sinner and I'm willing to believe in you and to receive you, and God will forgive us.
他为你打开永生的大门。
And he will open the door to eternity.
那下面我要带领今天所有愿意接受耶稣的救恩，接受他成为你个人的救主的人做一个祷告。
So I want to lead all those who are willing to accept our Lord Jesus as your as our Savior, and all those who are willing to receive him in a word of prayer.
如果你受了感动，愿意对主说我愿意。
If you have been touched and you're willing to say to receive him, you can say I am willing.
你可以在那个 Google Meet 啦，或者是 Zoom 的对话框里面，就是那个 chat window 里面，你写加一或者是任何的文字，让我们知道。
So in a Google Meet chat window, you can either leave your write a comment there, and so that we can know.
那我们可以进一步帮助你。如果你不好意思，或者说不知道怎么用这个对话框，也没关系，请你私自底下告诉那些邀请你来的基督徒朋友，他们可以帮助。
Or if you're shy, but you can certainly share, certainly let the friend, the believers who brought you here know that you're willing, and then they will be able to help you.
那两千年前，主耶稣死在十字架上，是为我们的罪受死。
And 2,000 years ago, our Lord was hung upon the cross for our sin and was crucified.
那你会说，这怎么可能？那是两千年前的事。
And you will say, perhaps, how can this be possible 2,000 years ago?
在永恒那边，神观看耶稣上十字架这件事情，永远都是现在时。
But when God in his eternity, when he looked upon Jesus, this event of Jesus upon the cross, to him, it is present, it is now.
耶稣流血救赎，它永远都是新鲜的，永远都是有功效的。
And the blood that he shed is forever, it's fresh and active and powerful. Effective.
所以现在只要接受救恩，现在就临到你。
You only need to, if you're willing to receive, the salvation will come upon you now.
有愿意的朋友啊，请跟我一起来祷告。我说一句，你就重复一句。
For those friends who are willing, you can repeat after me. I will say one and you can repeat.
亲爱的主耶稣,
Dear Lord Jesus,
我过去不认识你,
In the past, I did not know you.
也不清楚我的罪会让我下到地狱,
And also didn't know that, I'll be in hell.
现在我明白了,
But now I understand.
你死在十字架上，为我偿还了罪的死债。
That you died upon the cross and paid the wages of sin for me.
而且你复活升天，使我也可以得着永生。
And you have resurrected and ascended into heaven, so that I too may have eternal life.
主啊，我相信你做的一切。
Lord, I believe that you did.You fulfilled everything.
我接受你做我的主。
I'm willing to receive you as my Savior, as my Lord.
求你现在就使我得释放。
May you free me now.
赐下你的平安喜乐。
Give me your peace and your joy.
我感谢你的大恩。
And I thank you for your abundant grace.
也赞美天父的慈爱。
And praise the love of the Father, the mercy of the Father.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In our Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
在影片里面啊，那个百万富翁他说过一句话。
So, in the movie, they said they had this phrase.
他说人人都想得永生，可是只有少数人才可以得到。
Sorry, it says that many wants to receive eternal life, but only few will have.
他的意思是说，只有少数像他这样成功的人士，通过各种各样的手段谋取到上百万年的时间，才获得了永生。
So, in the movie, that only if you accumulate hundreds of, millions of time, years of time, only then will you have eternal life.
那现实生活中，有钱人可以获得更好的医疗条件，也许可以多活几年。
And in reality, if you receive the best medical care, perhaps you can live a few years longer.
但终究人人都是有一死。
But in the end, there is death. Everyone must die.
然而的确有少数的人得到了真正的永生。
But there are few who truly, who have received the true eternal life.
那这些人就是那些信靠主耶稣的人。
And these are the ones who trust in our Lord Jesus Christ.
而且这个永生是白白赐给一切相信主的人，人不需要自己要努力，或者是要有什么不良的手段，只要简单的相信。
And this is freely given to all, and you only need to believe, and you don't. There's no need to do anything.
马太福音七章十三到十四节说。
Matthew chapter 7:13-14 says.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，进去的人也多；引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
我们的主他不是故意要弄一个窄门把人挡在外头。
Our Lord didn't purposely set up a narrow door to keep people out.
我们的主他爱每一个他造的人。
Our Lord loves everyone he has created.
他巴不得每一个人都得救。
And he wishes that we all may be saved.
只是大多数人他被这个世界的王弄瞎了眼睛，看不见这个引向永生的门。
But rather that many are blinded by the king of this world, that they are blinded so they cannot see this door.
刚刚跟我一起祷告的朋友，恭喜你，你的眼睛打开了，永生的门也向你打开了。
And for the friends that pray with me, congratulations, your eyes has been opened, and the door has been opened to you.
那如果还有各种顾虑，刚刚没有祷告的朋友。
And there are others who did not pray, but still have certain, still are think, still hasn't prayed.
那愿你要早早的放下你的顾虑，快快的归向主耶稣，趁着他还没有回来。
And if you still have doubt or still worried, may you lay down your doubts and worry and trust in him because he has yet come yet.
他再来就要审判这个世界并结束这个世界。
When he comes again, he will come to judge this world and also to end this world.
那个日子近了，机会不多了，愿你能够赶紧的抓住。
And that time is near, and that time is close, and we do not have much time. May you take the opportunity quickly.
那我们今天的信息就到这里。
And that concludes our message for today.
那我们结束的时候有点祷告。
So as we close, let us have another word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们为着你今天向我们所释放的话语感谢你。
Lord, today we want to give thanks to you for the words that you have given to us.
更是感谢你，你在十字架上为着所有的人类，牺牲流血。
And you want to thank you that you died and shed your blood upon the cross for all.
那所有愿意接受你的，我们都为他高兴。
And for all those who are willing to receive and accept you, we're joyful.
求你继续的启示他们，帮助他们。
May you continue to reveal unto them and to help them.
如果还有谁有任何的疑问呢，也求主你继续的给他还有机会。
And if anyone has questions, may you give them the opportunity.
在你还没有来之前，你的永生的门还向他们敞开。
That the gate to your eternal life may still be open unto them before your coming.
感谢赞美都归给你。
We give you all thanks and praise.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In our Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.